Since we don't have Steven and we don't have a chair elect, I need somebody to agree to be the somebody who is willing to, because we have to sign an affidavit, you know, stating why we're going to closed door session. Anybody willing to be that named person?
I will.
Well, okay, all right. So Will, I'll let you
sign that document.
I'll reprint it. Okay, so
I move that we appoint Will as the chair pro tem for purposes of this meeting.
I just agreed to sign a piece of paper.
My actual responsibility.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, we are recording. Okay. So today is Wednesday, November 30th. It's 3 p.m. I'll just list everybody who's here so you don't have to. We've got Troy Rawlings, Rob Van Dyke, who has proxy for Yvette Rodier, Randall McCune, Stuart Williams, Ed Montgomery, Will Carlson, who has Ryan Peters proxy, and then we've got Spence Austin and Dan Burton, both here from the AG's office. Spence is Sean Reyes' designee. So with that, we have, and Kathy Locker, excuse me. So we've got a quorum. So the reason for the meeting today is the last couple of meetings, it's been raised by various council members about attorney salaries for the prosecution council. And so we have this meeting. I've checked with Brian Nalder. He's the open meetings person here at the AG's office. Those of you that can confirm this, is that you can't go into closed door session to discuss the character and competency of the employees, and that would include a discussion of salaries and any employee incentive awards. So we'll start the meeting, and then we'll go into closed-door session, and then you can have your discussion, and then we'll come back, talk about what you decided, and then there's a couple of things at the end of the calendar, or at the end of the agenda to discuss. So before you begin, I just want to let you know the projected net revenue for UPC next year is almost $64,700 is what the net revenue is going to be. So that will hopefully help guide your discussion as we go into this. So any questions on the budget before I suggest you go into closed door meeting? Okay. Is there a motion to go into closed door?
Open a closed door meeting.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All right. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay. All right. Before I turn off the recording, I guess I needed to state that the specific reason is to discuss UPC employee salary compensation and incentive awards. And
well,
so
before you turn off the recording, yeah. I believe we have to keep the recording in the post.
Well, I asked Brian about that specifically because that's the way I read the statute. And he said, as long as there's an affidavit stating why we're going into closed door session, we don't have to have an audio recording. However, if the consensus is different, I'm happy to keep the audio recording going. I mean, I don't want to have any claims that we're doing anything illegal, but I did specifically talk to him earlier this morning.
So the affidavit will act as a substitute for a recording or minutes?
Correct.
All right.
I just think you should maybe clarify that you said we're going in for compensation, but really it should be one.
What's that?
You said we're going in for compensation, but we really should be going in for character.
Oh, yeah.
Character and professional competence. That was what your motion is.
That was your motion, yeah. Okay. Okay. Do we need to revote with that clarification on the motion? Okay, so I'm stopping. We're back recording there, and okay.
Hang on, it'll tell you. It'll flash up there. It'll come up. There it is.
All right.
Okay, all right.
You've done this before.
I have.
Be ready for a motion.
We are ready for a motion.
I move that we authorize a $3,000 incentive bonus for Bob Church. Second, that we authorize an $8,000 amount for Bob to determine incentive awards for his employees. And third, that we delay further discussion of salary increases until the April meeting or until the AG's office has determined how to allocate any funds given from the legislature, whichever is later.
Second.
Any discussion of the motion?
The only thing that I don't know how to necessarily include that in there is I wanted to make sure we weren't trying to allocate the rest of the funds that Bob talked about for anything else, because I want those reserved for our discussion in April.
Yes. That should be part of the motion.
Should we have that be a fourth? We can do a second motion or a fourth part of this motion.
Yeah, I think a fourth part of this motion.
Just do a fourth part, yeah.
Yeah, I'll accept that as a friendly amendment, as the fourth part of my motion.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I'll get the fourth one. I'll listen to the recording. So do we need a vote? Oh, yeah.
So the $64,000 net revenue,
right.
We're asking
right.
that UPC not spend
correct.
that yeah. be reserved yeah. until this future meeting.
Gotcha. That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? That passes unanimously.
Okay, well, that makes it easy. So then just a couple of quick things to bring to your attention. You see what the results of the elections were at the county executive conference. So I didn't realize that Will Haynes, have we heard any more on his application to the Court of Appeals?
Until January.
Okay. So if Will Haynes is not voted onto or accepted onto the Court of Appeals, then he will take Trish Cassell's place on SWAP. If that happens, then we'll have to come up with another prosecutor. SWAP is meeting January 11th from 11:30 to 1:30. I've got some training that morning until 12:30. And so my question is do y'all want to meet that same day at 1:30? The reason for a council meeting that afternoon would be a couple of things. One is I will have the service award applications nomination packets ready that I would want you to look at and approve before I send them out to receive nominations, you know, for service awards, which we'll make in April. The other is kind of goes into the new county attorney training. I think at our last council meeting, we only had 3 new county attorneys. Now we have 5. With Dane Murray replacing Ken Luthy and Stephen Stocks winning the election in Grand and Christina Sloan no longer being the county attorney. When we only had 3, we agreed that we would just have them watch the videos from last year since we just had done it last year, which they were all fine doing. Stephen Foote suggested that we have a modified new county attorney training at the same time that week in January. That presents an issue because we are also doing our DV boot camp that week. So Marlise and I need to be doing that. But the idea was, do we bring in the new county attorney, say, the day before and do meet and greets, you know, pick out of the curriculum the most important topics so that they can do that? Or do we just simply invite them to attend UCDAA, I'm thinking we'll probably meet maybe that morning. You know, if UPC goes in the afternoon, maybe we could get UCDAA to meet first, followed by SWAP at 11:30, followed by council meeting at 1:30. Or do we just simply say, instead of having try to do anything for the new county attorneys the day before, just say, come up for these 3 meetings if you can so that you can meet people? Thoughts? My preference would be not to do any kind of a modified training the day before. Just invite them if they can, especially to come to UCDA and SWAP, so that they can see how those two work. That would be my recommendation, just because I've got 2 other things going on at that same time that week. But I wanted to get your input.
I think you have the best insight as to what they would or wouldn't want.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think it's going to take a period of time for the county attorneys to know what they need to know that they don't.
Right.
And doing it right out of the gate, although that's what we've done historically, maybe premature.
Yeah.
I think we can be more effective if we invite them to the others and then consider maybe later in the year if
yeah.
needed.
And that's a good point. We've always done it in January only because that's the only time that we've been able to do it, but we may want to look
at modifying that in the future. You know, like you said, is once we get past the legislative session before spring conference, to do it in conjunction with spring conference in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let them find the light switches in their office.
Right. Okay.
And every one of the counties is different too.
Exactly.
Smaller counties are far different than the DA.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to be.
So can we go ahead and just at least meet on January 11th at 1:30? Like I said, would just be that. Or I could just simply send everybody the nomination, you know, what we're considering for nomination packets, and just get your feedback as opposed to having a formal meeting, because that works too.
I'm already going to be meeting that day, so 1:30 is fine unless the council doesn't want to meet.
I'm probably not available on the 11th, but
okay.
You know, I'll certainly read whatever if you guys meet.
Yeah, first. I mean, and this wouldn't require a council vote, so it's not like we have to have a quorum. How about online, folks? Would you rather schedule a meeting or just have me email you those packets for you to review?
Is it the 11th or the 12th that
it's Wednesday. Did I get the date wrong?
No, I just got a placeholder as the 12th for a potential UPC meeting.
Sorry. Thank you. No, we had set that previously, but yes, that would require us to move it to the 11th because I'd want to do everything on the same day.
And the 12th, the Sentencing Commission is already starting to meet, so the 11th is better.
It's like I said, is we can meet and you can have a group discussion, or I'll just send it to you all and you can edit.
I think it's just a form, we should be able to edit.
Edit, just a form and edit?
Yeah,
all right. Okay. All right, then we will not plan on meeting then. Well, actually, we would normally meet in January, but I don't know that there's really anything other major to discuss.
So the next meeting will be the
April meeting. Mm-hmm.
If there's any reason not to have a meeting, I seek after these reasons.
Exactly. Amen. Okay. Okay, so we'll tentatively meet then, let me tell you, April, on a spring conference. So we will meet on when? When do we start? Wednesday morning, April 19th will be then the next council meeting, because spring conference will start at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, April 19th.
Does it start in the afternoon, or is it Thursday, Friday?
Oh, no. Sorry. It's Thursday, Friday. No, so we'll still meet on Wednesday, the 19th. Thank you. Okay.
So spring conference starts on 4:20.
Hey. Yes.
Special emphasis on
That is going to be the theme of our conference. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I had a question. You had law clerk and part time secretary.
Right. We had talked about that, and so I'm glad you asked that. Is that would dip into that $65,000?
Well, we've already made a motion that you
exactly.
Can't touch it.
So all right. Yeah. Okay.
Any other discussions? Anything else?
I would just keep on the radar staffing issues for UPC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could use a part-time secretary. There are those in my office that say that we don't, but I think they're thinking that I'm trying to diminish their importance, but I'm just simply trying to alleviate some burden. Mm-hmm.
Makes a difference to have.
There's nothing else to discuss. There's only one motion left.
Move to adjourn.
Non-debatable. All those in favor?
Aye.
Have a good day.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Okay.